Christian College is a success story. So far, I'm sure that over 90% of the cashiers appeared are farmland. Almost all of them are gone. So it's a success story. We are all, we cannot continue to be placed in our own land. We are living on our own land and we are placed on our own land. People are taking it for granted. And the project that they could see on the farm products of the HD is not acceptable. And we are not going to allow that anymore. I'm assured that about 20% of the market has left our own land. We had over 45,000 registered. Most of them don't register. So I can assume that, or I can estimate that over 100,000 cattle were on the lands of Abubu and Sekhsha Farm. Long solution for this problem is the ranching system. And I think Sekhsha Farm is also working on to build a buffer zone. I can assure you that even all the indigenous cattle have been flushed from this area. So what we realized is we were concerned about the destruction of farms and atrocities the cattle were caught into our. So any cattle that was confined means a potential threat for the reason why we flash four of them out. So now, if you want to come back, then you have to come and build a proper ranching system for your cattle. And in this case, it wouldn't be very good for them. We need to acquire a large size of land before you can build a standard ranching, which I know that cattle owners are not interested, they are not ready to invest in their own business.
So how sure are we that this nomadic cattle and their managers may not get back to the area?
We are going to build a military base around an official area so that the military will be present all the time. And secondly, the helicopters will also be coming every week to wreck the base and see whether they are coming back or not. So there are measures on the ground to prepare them for coming back. And this time we are here. We don't want them to come back. We are looking at everything possible that they don't come back.
The DCE said with the success rate of the operation so far, residents of Ago are now at peace and can now go about their business activities, particularly farming. He was, however, tight-lipped as to whether or not the security personnel carrying out Operation Cowleg would be withdrawn.
I wish you come here yourself. You have to articulate, but I cannot even tell you on phone. If you find that I come and take interview the farm, if you have a PDF. They are moving around, everything has come to normal. Everybody is engaging in all the activities. They can go to farming only. Initially, they have to go to farming, but now they can move freely and do everything they want to do. But I can assure you that the place is safe and everything has come to normal.
You heard Asante Achim North District Chief Executive Francis Oti Boateng in that interview with correspondent Nicholas Osewusu.